We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Once again, on the airwaves tonight on CBS Sports Radio. And then here I am, just shifting my head a little bit to be on the Bart Winkler Show, the daily podcast that I put out. And we talk about the Brewers and the Bucks and the Badgers. And not really Marquette. We talk Panthers. I will have an interview with Bart Lundy coming up soon that you can check out not just here, but also on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. And, of course, I don't think I even mentioned the Packers, but we do talk Packers here as well. So I spent my Wednesday night on CBS Sports Radio watching the Bucks on a computer monitor over here. I have not seen really any of the World Series. I did have a good World Series hot take that we can talk about at some point, but I do want to start with the Milwaukee Bucks, of course, as they lost. You guys can join the stream as always. If you're ever seeing this later and want to know how to join the stream, I throw the link up on Twitter when I'm live, and it should be in the YouTube comments as well. I think maybe Facebook also, but probably not. So you might have to be on YouTube to see it. We are on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, Dan Shaney Insurance. Dan, if you're still here, I need to call you. I need to call you. We need to talk. Good things, of course, but maybe I'll do that next week. I am a procrastinator, and I'm very bad at it. Dan Shaney is here. Look at this, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Here's a comment from Dan Shaney. Unless it's a Dan Shaney imposter. Okay, I don't know. He says, every time the camera showed Adrian Griffin, he looked like a deer in headlights thinking, oh crap, I am in way over my head. That's a good way to put it, as the Bucks lose tonight, 130 to 111. This game was so bad, we got Bill Simmons did, where he said, I'm glad everyone is excited for Dame Giannis high screens, but the Bucks defense is now summer league caliber. They could play Giannis 48 minutes a game and load him with caffeine, and it still won't help. Caffeine actually is not proven to help you athletically. So I get where you're saying there, but caffeine can be like a deterrent sometimes or bring you down. Dan Wolkin of USA Today says they also massively downgraded at head coach. Let's see if there's any hilarious tweets or comments from the Bill Simmons agenda where they are trying to here. Feltbot says, add to this, Dame is grossly overrated on offense. Can't see the floor. Can't pass out of traps. No passing instincts. Will be shut down in the playoffs. Kevin says, wow, so trading the best on-ball defender in the league for a guy who amounts to a traffic cone on defense isn't going well. Who could have guessed? Yeah, there's just a lot. Now I saw a Scout with Prime tweet. Why am I block? That fucking guy's still on my feed. All right, so obviously the Bucks being 2-2 is not a great way to start the season. And it's certainly not what I expected. No, Dan, you're all good. It's certainly not what I need your help. It's certainly not what I expected at this point. And the two losses have been gross, I think, is a good way to say it. The two losses have been bad. I don't know. It looked like for a while they were maybe coming back, but, you know, in the NBA, anything can happen. We saw the Spurs come back from 20, and the Heat came back with a bunch of scrubs on us, so it can happen. But the start to the season has not been what we anticipated. They won against Philly, which was great. Lillard led the way with 39 points. They lost to Atlanta by 17, really got blown out. They beat Miami, but that got close and wasn't a feel-good one. And then on Wednesday night, 130 to 111, we, of course, at 130. Our leading scorer was Malik Beasley, and I don't know that we thought that that would happen at any point in the season. Not that we don't like Malik Beasley, but I don't know that we thought that would happen. I thought we'd see a little more out of Dame, to be honest with you. I know that, you know, I don't know what kind of shape he was in and didn't practice a ton, but he had 39 points in game one. He's had 46 since. So we're not getting the best out of Dame. 6 points in game two, 25 in game three, 15 in game four. I will say this. The defense does need to be adjusted. Brooke Lopez is getting killed. They're allowing way too many shots at the bucket. They're getting out-rebounded. So there are problems. The scheme is not working. Whatever we're implementing right now is not working. There's plenty of time to do that. We can have this conversation. We can, and we will. But if there's going to be any story tomorrow about the Bucks and defense, you can do it without Drew Holiday's name being mentioned. Because the Bucks, first of all, they don't win game one with Drew Holiday. I don't know that they win game two. I don't know whether they win tonight. Yeah, he's a better defender. But that doesn't mean they're winning these games. We got a first-year head coach who's trying to implement a defensive scheme is what's happening. That's what we're trying to do. So I don't know that. I mean, certainly there's no need for panic, but I'm also not going to pretend like something isn't wrong. This, what we're getting is not a team that is going to win the NBA Finals. That product tonight, that product 2 nights ago, that product on Sunday. The best they've played is week one. It's very Jordan Love of them to have a great game in week one or in game one and then stink the rest of the way. So we have not seen signs of improvement. We have, if anything, seen some regression. Q is here in the Bucks hat that I keep saying I'm going to wear but never do.
Oh, hi there. Hey.
I might wear that Friday.
Nice.
Well, I got to go all out Friday because it's a fucking playoff game.
It's a in-season playoff game.
It's the in-season tournament, baby.
The NBA Cup.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready too. I don't even want to talk about today's game.
Well, I should have told all you guys to bet Toronto, because Toronto was always going to win this game, and I'll tell you why. November 1st, 1946, the first ever Basketball Association of America game was played. It eventually became the NBA, but it was played in Toronto. The Toronto Huskies hosted the New York Knicks. The Knicks won. There were 11 teams in the inaugural season. Three are in existence today. The Philadelphia, now Golden State Warriors, the Knicks, and the Celtics. Dead are the Providence Steamrollers, Toronto Huskies, Washington Capitals, Chicago Stags, Cleveland Rebels, Detroit Falcons, St. Louis Bombers, and your Pittsburgh Ironmen. But on this day, 76 years ago, basketball, the NBA, started in Toronto. So Toronto was always going to get this dub.
I feel like if the city of Milwaukee gets a WNBA franchise, we should be the Milwaukee Huskies. And it wouldn't be for the dogs.
Are you saying people are large?
No, I would never do that.
It's so obvious the Milwaukee Does, the team we used to have.
I think Huskies would be far more successful.
A women's team is not naming themselves the Huskies.
It would be amazing. I would buy a jersey. Would you buy a jersey?
Yeah, of course I would.
The Milwaukee Huskies, 2026.
Well, I still like the Does. I would fully support a WNBA team. And I would do it like serious, not like how people pretend to like the Badger volleyball team. Oopsies. Austin's here also.
Austin.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's up, A-Town Down?
Not much. My Bally's screwed me again today.
Oh, you couldn't get Bally's?
Couldn't get the damn game.
Do you pay for Bally's or do you have like...
I pay for Bally's.
Okay. What is it, $20 a month?
Yeah. So I couldn't get it on any of my TVs. Couldn't get it on my phone. Contacted support, entered my code, couldn't change my password, couldn't do a damn thing about it, man.
So I get really upset when I complain about Bally's and people tell me to get Roku or get YouTube TV or fuck, I have DirecTV. I'm using the app.
My internet?
Trying to use the app, man. So is that Austin, bothers me.
Is Austin paused or froze?
Yeah, Austin froze. I thought it was me for a sec, but I'm at work. I actually have real internet here instead of the shit AT&T in my home.
Did you talk about anything cool on the national broadcast today?
I did. One thing that I didn't talk about, which is very cool. Austin, you're back. I did not get to mention this on the national broadcast today, but there is a CBD and THC shop called happyplacehemp.com. And they, well, Happy Place Hemp, you can check them out too. They're in Muskego, Wisconsin, and they've got gummies that you can buy already at a very nice rate. Remember, they slashed their prices so long ago, but they have for 25% off with the promo code BART, anything you want at any time. I'm going to go home tonight. I'm not going to make the same mistake Monday. Monday, I went home, thought I was tired, ended up staying up till 2:30 with my eyes looking at the ceiling. Tonight, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take not one, not three, but two. I take two of the purples. Because you experiment with what works for you. Sometimes people just take half of a Delta 8 and then they realize, oh, you know, I could take a full one. I like to take two of the CBD, CBN ones. And so I will be doing that tonight. And with 25% off, why the fuck wouldn't I? Happyplacehemp.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
All right, Austin.
All right, so Q, what the hell happened in the Bucks game tonight? Before I want to talk for like 2 minutes to Bart about baseball.
We were not prepared. Toronto was prepared. Coach Griff is still figuring out rotations. We said before the season started it was going to take some time for team to gel, and this is one of those games. I fully expect them to bounce back against the Knicks. I think if I'm Coach Griff, I try and get my team to buy in on the in-season tournament, and maybe Giannis will just go beast mode and try and win the whole damn thing.
So after four games, we got it down so bad that Griff has to sell the Bucks on the in-season tournament to get the team to play defense?
Yeah. We've been saving up all the good plays and rotations. He didn't want to show.
Hey, low key, I think the Suns are resting guys for the in-season tournament.
For Friday night, man.
I believe it.
That's what all matters is Friday night, huh?
So Bart, I sent you a tweet like outlining the tournament. So if we want to go through that at some point today, it would be a good prep for the tournament. So
what do you mean outlining the tournament?
Like what's happening, who's in our group, when it starts, what the key dates are.
Okay, let me see if I can guess our group. We have the Knicks.
Yep.
We have the Hornets.
Yep.
We have the Cavs.
Nope.
I give up.
We got Knicks, Hornets, Wizards, Heat in East Group B.
Wow, cool. Dumb.
So games will be played on Fridays and Tuesdays in November. We have one game against each opponent, two games at home, two on the road. The knockout rounds will begin in December, and they'll be played on Monday and Tuesday of the 4th and 5th of December. Semifinals and championship games will be played that same week in Las Vegas on Thursday 12/7 and Saturday 12/9.
Q, you lost me, buddy.
Yeah, I stopped listening also.
It's just I don't know why it matters at all.
I'm excited. Maybe it's because I'm a season ticket holder, but like November and December basketball has not mattered, and I guess maybe it still doesn't, but I'm pumped. I think it's going to be fun.
Well, we'll see what happens. Friday after the game, because I'm going with my buddy, by 9:30, 9 o'clock, we're going out for wings before. I'll probably be pretty toasted. Maybe I'll do a quick YouTube.
Yes, Bart. Drunk YouTubes are my favorite.
I'll be there if we want to do it in an alley somewhere we can.
Hey, if you guys are gonna if you guys are gonna be joining downtown, I'm right around there. I can get down there.
Q just propositioned me in an alley after the game.
Tim Shea's like, I'm pretty sure Tim parks his car and lives there, right?
Did anybody notice that I did not
Tim
decline.
Edit that in post?
No, I never declined. Let me get some comments here quick. Isaiah says, rough night again. Team looks disjointed on both ends of the floor. Will take a while for them to come together. Slim Lewis, Bucks looked old and slow tonight. Kind of weird. Feels like they're missing a piece or three. Adam says, I did not get to watch tonight, but I heard through the internet that Griff sucks and we have no defense. Cam says, the offense will come around. I'm more concerned with the defense. Brooke has been ineffective. We can't defend threes or the paint. We used to be able to defend a paint. Now we can't defend threes or the paint.
Brooke, I didn't see the game, but is Brooke covering the three? Is he trapping guards covering the three? I don't think he should be doing that.
People are begging for drop coverage to come back. Brooke's just kind of chilling there.
He should be in the paint, right?
He should be doing something.
I don't think he should be holding down guards on the perimeter. If
Scott
that's what he was
not
up to.
Worried, but it's annoying in both losses. They've basically been beaten in the first quarter. Hope that's not a trend. And Jake, who is here, hot take Jake.
Hey, Jake.
Says, I Googled earliest a head coach has been fired. And the answer is 6 games.
That could not have been 6 games into their career, though. They would not fire him after 6 games into the career.
Are we that out on Griff already?
No.
I mean, I'm not going to say that they should fire him, but I'm going to say I wasn't a fan of the hire, and nothing so far has really made me change my mind about that.
Brian, in the comments, is this a Coach Bud team or a Coach Griff team? Celtics are 4-0. We look old. We are the oldest team in the league. Hire Bud back as offensive coach to replace Stotts?
Not a bad idea.
No, I've seen everything.
All right, couple things. First things Bird first.
Says our WNBA franchise would be the Milwaukee Barts.
The Huskies.
I said
clever. Let's Huskies. Go Huskies.
Huskies sounds more like a softball team.
It's a Milwaukee team for sure.
I don't,
on Grant's show, they've been talking about like the lacrosse softball teams. I'm going to write in lacrosse Huskies.
Wow.
Hey, if you missed that comment from Jake, here it is 9 minutes ago as a YouTube comment.
Yeah. I'm getting all the press tonight.
On the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
I also commented, so is the Terry Stotts thing still not a thing or what?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we're complaining about the offense right now, are we?
I am. I'm complaining about all of the above. Although I must say, most of what I saw tonight, I want to thank the Bally Sports app. I did, when they finally got it up and running for me, I was able to see in its entirety the lineup of Thanasis, Andre Jackson Jr., Chris Livingston. I think AJ Green was in there. It was really, really fun, riveting stuff. Also, what's that?
You got in the last couple minutes?
Yeah.
Well, at least they got it going for you.
It just pissed me off more than if they would have just never gotten it running. And Q's energy level reading or telling us about the tournament pretty much sums up my excitement level for the in-season tournament. And if we're talking about meeting in a dark alley somewhere, is Gary Wolfel involved in all this? I don't know. Got a time, big boy. And
allegedly. Where are you?
Yeah. Are you in an alley?
No, I figured out the good setup. I think we had this at the last time. I'm just in front of a black curtain, but it kind of makes me look like a disembodied head, and I enjoy it.
You look like a painting of yourself.
Sweet. I feel a little weird. I'm going to probably piss off the snowflakes that listen to the show. I got jabbed twice. Got the COVID booster today and the flu shot. So got those sweet, sweet government computer chips running through my body. Feels great.
Let's
do this shit. Let's make it more entertaining than the actual game. Bart, it looks like you have a pack of skull in your hat or something.
I haven't.
There it is.
What would be a good? I got two COVID shots. I haven't got any since.
But yeah, I might have gotten
one booster, but I bet you people think I got like needles still sticking in my body.
There was a time, Bart, when you were saying you would crawl in the dumpsters outside the hospitals
and lick the needles.
Yeah,
I wanted to be. I didn't want COVID. Sorry.
You're like Frank in It's Always Sunny when he's got all the sanitizer. I just want to be pure.
He wants to be pure. No, I will say I've never had COVID. I do have I think this was my second or third booster. I can't remember, but I've never had COVID. Although I can feel the impending cardiac arrest just boiling up inside me here. So it's trade-offs, you know?
Adam, real quick, wants to know if Happy Place delivers to Green Bay. They actually deliver anywhere. Free shipping. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code BART. They will, as soon as you make that order, it will be out the next day.
Hey, no cap. It comes so fast, which, you know, probably would be the title of my autobiography. But when you order from them, seriously, I feel like it was hours later. I'm like, holy shit, how did this already get here? It was pretty cool.
Well, don't make false promises, but it is pretty quick.
Well, no, yeah, it felt like it.
I had Tony in Texas here, and he may have froze as well. He is wandering around on the street somewhere. Where are you?
Tony.
Oh boy. He's got the Bally Sports app coverage tonight.
Tony's blurry nose.
Here, let's
we could see Tony's blackheads. I like this.
Yeah, we'll do some Dan Shaney YouTube comedy.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm at a bar in Arlington watching the Rangers.
Oh.
Watching the what?
On the ground here, the Rangers. The
World Series. They're up 1-0.
What's the Rangers? Like hockey?
No, the World Series right now is on.
This proves World Series. Oh, that's still going? I thought baseball.
No, yeah. See, okay. I wanted to talk. Bart was talking good.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that once we clear up Tony's thing.
Yeah, let's get him out of the way.
Tony, say what you need to say because it's very choppy.
Is he slurring as bad as his stream is?
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
This is the last time I'm going to be negative about our Milwaukee Bucks. We got some issues, though, Bart. I question that hire.
Yeah, me too. Oh, boy. T-Bone.
I was hoping Tony would join.
Giannis does not have a bag. He is the MVP.
Okay,
hey, no. Giannis has got to work on his game. What has Giannis gotten better at? You guys tell me, the last 2 years, what has Giannis gotten better at?
Free throws, kind of?
Free throws? Who the fuck said that, Q?
No, that was Austin.
Austin, free throws. Holy shit. You and I just shoot better blindfolded.
Well, probably, but he's not going like 3-for-17 anymore.
Well, and can I just point out that years ago,
because Tony disappeared.
Yeah,
I didn't kick him out or anything.
2 years ago, Giannis won the MVP. So if he hasn't gotten better in 2 years, I think I'll still accept who he is if he's just going to be, you know, an MVP caliber player. I guess that's okay.
So I hate to bring this up, but the state of Wisconsin has really bad history with black coaches, and
the fuck,
yeah. And I think that they get a bad rap, and I'm going to give Griff more than 4 games to prove himself. So,
I mean,
who's calling?
Now you made me feel bad, dude. What the hell?
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't. Jesus Christ!
Can we just move on?
They're not Ray Rhodes in them here.
I'm just saying. It's a history state has.
No people. Fuck, Coach Butt. Nobody.
Coach Bud is white. Jason Kidd is like the longest tenured black coach that I'm aware of.
Jason Kidd was smacking Thon Maker around because he had an android.
I'm just glad you said Thon Maker and not, well, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. let me go back to some comments. Well, here says Adrian Griffin is Jason Kidd in more ways than one.
Oh God.
It's from Kramer. He says his all.
Oh, it's from Kramer too.
Is so stupid with an old roster. Terry Stotts was the warning bell. Everyone wants to ignore it.
Keep going, Kramer.
Is his real name Michael Richards?
We know what he wants to say.
Eric says Griff is having Brooke trap guards. Tony says if Stotts was so highly coveted, he would be a head coach right now. Taylor says, if you actually think we should fire a rookie head coach, you are not a Bucks fan. You are either a troll or Gary Wolfel. Another Gary reference.
Is that really Taylor's picture there?
You have to give the guy at least 20 games to judge him.
I never said fire him.
Kramer says, fuck off, Q. Structural racism is real, but if a guy sucks, he sucks.
I didn't mention your name, Kramer, so... keep my name out your mouth.
No, I think we can. I mean, the problem is through 4 games. Through 4 games, we did lose Drew. But the problem is that they don't look like they know how to play defense at all,
or basketball in some cases. Hey, since Kramer commented, I just want to know who's like your Mount Rushmore of sitcom characters. Because I think Kramer's on there, right?
I don't know. Can you save that for the summer?
I guess.
All right.
I mean, we don't really have much to talk about tonight, do we?
Well, Austin wanted to talk about something that I brought up on CBS tonight.
Oh, God.
It was about baseball.
It's about baseball.
And Corey is in the YouTube comments.
I know, enjoying Jake, the
World Series game. And my baseball thought was that here you have this game tonight. There's a couple of problems with baseball. And I believe I put baseball in the title, so this should not surprise anyone. Baseball, the problem is we're watching, speaking of sitcom characters, imagine if you watched Seinfeld for 8 seasons, and in the 9th season, it was like just Kenny Banya and the fucking librarian. It'd be like, well, I sort of know these guys, but they're not why I watch the show. When you watch baseball, you're only watching your team. Who the fuck is attached to the Rangers and the Diamondbacks? Nobody. But the bigger problem is
Rangers and Diamondbacks isn't a World Series. Soup's not a meal.
Soup's not a meal. But
I honestly didn't know the Rangers were in the World Series until tonight. Literally, I knew the Diamondbacks were.
But I'm not pinning these low ratings on the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. I'm pinning it on baseball has all summer to itself when it's like the only thing. And then when they decide to get real good and do their playoffs and make a champion, we're watching football. We're watching our hockey team. We're watching our basketball team. So I said they should shorten the season, do the playoffs in August, have the World Series end Labor Day weekend, and then like your undisputeds of the world are talking about it. People care about it. People are into it. It's just baseball's World Series happens when nobody gives a fuck.
Austin. That was a fantastic take, by the way, Bart, that they absolutely should shorten the season.
Mark Baden of Channel 12 said, I don't agree with Bart often, but I agree with him on this. When the hell does Baden not agree with me? Just because I use the Apple Weather app?
Yeah, F you,
Baden.
All
the weathermen are on my shit list, and women, because I did not see this much snow coming. That put me in a really shitty mood, all the amount of snow we got.
Not to mention that they said it was going to happen in the morning and then it happened at the drive home time. Yeah. I didn't care for that.
And hey. Trick or treat time for some.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we already got 8 inches. Like,
all right.
So we could be much worse off.
So spring training starts in March. February, March in Arizona. Okay. So if I recall, opening day was like March 31st, yeah. Right? It wasn't in April. Okay. So they can absolutely start the regular season in March. If you can play, granted we're in fucking domes right now, but started in March, ended a month earlier. I'm all good with keeping it at 162 games. If you want to knock off 30 games, I'm fine with that. It's a long ass season, plenty of baseball games to go to. I'm good with that. I don't see. I think that would be great to isolate. It's the same thing. Like, okay, tonight I didn't get to watch the Bucks because of the stupid Bally Sports, but like, I'm not going to sacrifice Sunday night football to watch the Bucks in October. I'm just not gonna. But
Wait a minute. Would you pick like the Jaguars and like the Cardinals over a Bucks game?
If the Jags are playing, absolutely.
Oh God.
Over the fourth game of the season? Yeah.
It's still the Bucks though. Like we have
if the Bucks are on and there's an NFL game on, then I put the Bucks on TV and I put the NFL game on my computer.
But that's not the point of the exercise. It's like pick one or the other. And yeah, I feel like we have a finite amount of time to watch Giannis.
Oh,
and
well, I pick NFL over anything.
Yeah,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'll pick NFL.
Especially
over
this season. The NFL blows this season.
Oh, fuck that. My kid could be getting, the valedictorian speech, and if Jaguars and Titans are on, you know where I'll be.
Yeah.
It's fucking NFL, Jake.
We're already halfway through the season of the NFL. So I'm going to pick my battles. Like, if the Bucks land on a Monday night, a Sunday night, or a Thursday night, I'm going to watch NFL. And I'll pull, well, if Bally's allows me to, I'll pull it up on the laptop and have that on the smaller screen, which is fine. But, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Well, the World Series doesn't even register then. If you're
well, I got the World Series on. I mean, I'm watching the World Series.
I don't even give a shit who wins.
I got Clippers Lakers on.
Yeah.
No Harden.
See? All right. Well, my other thing about, all right, so people were saying that, like, youth just has too many other outlets to give a shit about baseball, but they just have more ways to, like, express it. Like, okay, you wanna be a dancer, so now you got TikTok to do it rather than gymnastics. You wanna be a video gamer, whatever, you got Twitch. And you can't, like, I guess it's with reason that, like, you don't send your kids out on their bikes to go bike, you know, 3 miles to the baseball diamond to go train or to go practice.
Not let my kid do that. He's gonna have a tracker on him at all times.
Well, see, exactly. So that's the, I'm not blaming the kids for this shit. I'm blaming the parents.
Is he vaccinated, Bart?
My son?
Yeah.
That's a very personal question.
Then he's already got the tracker, I was just saying.
Oh.
Yeah. And
also, Kramer apologizes to tell you to fuck off.
Wait, did he say it again?
Thanks, Michael Richard.
No, he says it before.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Kramer.
Guys, we need some stability to this conversation. Let's bring in Mike G. Mike G.
Talk to me, G.
What's up?
Are you related to Mike D?
No.
All right.
Mike G. And new ground rule.
Glad to come on.
New ground rule. Never call this man Mike. He is Mike G. It's got to be the G.
G. Carries the G.
Mike carries the G. Mike is our G force.
I try. Yeah.
Sure. Hell yeah.
All right, Mike G. What's up?
Bally Sports sucks. I literally was pissing in the morning. My wife was just telling me to just chill.
Well, will they credit anybody back? They won't credit anybody back.
Well, I got it to work on my phone, and I was able to airplay through the TV. But it was like the half the third quarter, and I was like, this game's over because they're down by like 30 points.
Did anyone think that maybe Bally Sports was doing us a favor tonight?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I do think that one day Bally Sports, just there's going to be no warning. It's just going to cease to exist. Like, you're going to go to turn on a game and everything, all remnants of it will be gone.
Well, yeah, as we all know, many of the Bally's have gone bankrupt, and I'm surprised the Wisconsin version is still here.
Well, and there's a reason you probably can't contact support.
Is it because of the small market?
I have no idea.
I was having issues with Bally on DirecTV streaming, so I don't know if they're having like bandwidth issues.
Oh, really?
Because right now I've got something else on, and it's not grainy. It's like perfect HD, and it was kind of buffering and stuff. I've never had that issue with any other channels, so. They might.
I was trying to get the NBA League Pass, but they black out your local game. So I'm like, why do that? And then I thought I saw Wes Edens talk about being on local, like over the air.
But they did mention that in the preseason. I would think eventually Bally's goes away. The Bucks will produce their own games. They will give most to, like, WMLW or whoever the fuck. And then for $19.99 a month, you can watch the Bucks, get your app. But then, like, what Apple does is they have the MLS, but then FS1 still airs some and nobody gives a shit. But they'll have some, so if you don't pay, you can still watch your team. And then they'll also, if you want to watch every game, you buy Bucks Plus or whatever. That's what my guess would be. in how this eventually plays out. Bally's is going the way of the dinosaur, which I did some research in. Did you guys know that the meteor hit the Yucatan Peninsula? That's where the meteor hit. Yeah. I didn't know
what
that.
Meteor.
Yeah.
The asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Oh.
And it wasn't the asteroid that killed them. It was the dust.
Yeah. No shit. It ruined the earth. Yeah.
There's no such thing as dinosaurs. Everybody knows that.
I would entertain a theory that dinosaurs were made up for like kids. I would entertain that theory. Because who fucking talks about dinosaurs? Kids, and that's it.
Shaq believes there's no such thing as dinosaurs.
I don't believe that fully, but I could if you told me that there was a conspiracy, if somebody said
there
tomorrow,
is a conspiracy theory the that they are not real.
No, but if it was confirmed. Huh?
The Rock had Stan's head on the man.
Yeah, someone fucking NFT'd that shit and fleeced the Rock.
Well, they used a 3D printer and printed that big ass motherfucker, and yeah. he placed it. No
oil made of like dinosaurs.
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure.
What are we doing?
Isn't fucking chocolate candy made of merriment and wishes at Christmas time? What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's this podcast.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
This feels very Rogan-y right now.
Anything else Bucks related for any of you?
I heard the other day that, what was it? Was it Lisa Byington? She's like, come on, Dame, we need you to get going. And I'm like, Dame wasn't brought here for that. He was here to enhance. Well, he wasn't the one to rely on, like in Portland.
Jake says half of us sound high. Wait till I get home.
Yeah, I got to take my gummies are downstairs. I can't even take one right now.
I think that's the fun stat of the day. A lot of people are, okay, we're getting shit for our dinosaur discussion. But a lot of people, look, we're just here to talk. Daniel says Joe Prunty is stretching as we speak.
Hey, can we shift to Packers? G.I.
Joe Prunty?
Yeah, hold on. We'll get the Packers in a minute. What the fuck was I saying? God damn it,
something
Mike
about
G.
dinosaurs.
Hey, I said something and you started reading credits or comments. Sorry.
Sorry,
I
Mike
just
G.
confirmed dinosaurs are the source of some oil.
All right, dinosaurs are real, but don't you think it's great? Don't you think it's interesting that they are marketed
to kids?
That's
why we call it fossil fuel.
Kids are dinosaurs are marketed to children.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's the damn big dinosaur companies that are just funneling like, money into them.
Dan's like, guys, we fucking just lost to the dinosaurs tonight.
See, relevant.
It all circles.
Nice.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Time is a flat circle.
Thank you, Daniel.
Good catch, Danny.
The dinosaurs are real. We play the fucking Raptors.
What was a raptor?
That dinosaur right there is not real.
Raptors had feathers, though. Remember that.
People forgot to say that.
Dinosaurs
look like turkeys.
All right. Final Bucks thoughts. I'll give you mine. Damian Lillard, 39 points game one, 45 in games 2 through 4 combined. Obviously, they need to be better on defense, but Adrian Griffin will motivate these guys to get an NBA Cup win on Friday night. I have no work. I am going to feel like long term they will figure this out, but there is every bit the possibility that it will not work and they'll need a new coach eventually. But again, we are 4 games in and I feel ashamed for even bringing it up, but the defense has been that fucking bad where some people might.
We've got America's interim coach on the team already. Bring on Jumpin' Joe Prunty.
Smoking Joe Prunty.
You got
it. I do want to point out
before.
Last week I brought it up and it was a clean sweep. We were all asked, you get to make the choice. Who are you more confident with to win a title this season, Adrian Griffin or Mike Budenholzer? And everybody on the show without hesitating said Budenholzer. So I don't know. Prove me wrong, Griff.
I'm going to give Griff more of a leash, but I was a Bud guy. So
how long did they give Larry Drew the leash when he was coached 1 year.
I think he had a season,
Like mid season.
Fuck, I hate. I forgot he was our coach.
That was before.
That was Giannis's rookie year.
Wasn't that before Kidd? Like the guys wanted their coach. Their guy.
Yeah, they essentially. We were the first organization to ever have two head coaches at once because they hired Kidd before firing Drew.
And got our draft picks taken for doing it.
Yeah. What do you think about the Raiders firing McDaniels? And we lost to them.
It kind of makes you wish at certain points that Green Bay really did have an owner, because I don't see the hierarchy making that decision on anybody anytime soon up at Lambeau there. So
what do you want to talk about backer wise? I got two voicemails here, but one's from you.
Mark Murphy is worried about
slam their helmet down and get
Hey guys, all at once.
Is there a player on our roster right now that could slam their helmet down and get the coach fired?
Devontae,
like Devontae did.
Devontae, that was all for the cameras. I don't.
That was all to get his coach fired.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
And you Packer fans are soft for like feeling bad for Devontae. Fuck him.
No shit. Fuck him. At
all. He laid his, you know, he made his own bed.
Here, that's Jake, right. Jake, here's what I'll do. I'm going to read your voicemail as the transcription that it gives me on Google Voice.
Let's see how accurate this is. This could be fun.
Instead of playing it. These voicemails come in on the Carl's Place voicemail line, carlavt.com/Bart for your golf simulator's needs. When you think, no, I'll golf. Well, it's fucking snowing already. Okay. So figure it out. I also want to right now give a shout out to Tupelo Honey, the newest sponsor on board the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Tupelo Honey is downtown Clyburn and Broadway, right near the public market. You can make reservations, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. You have all gone to a brunch where you've had to wait so long. I remember one time I waited like 2 hours for a brunch, and I saw Steven Watson there. That's when I saw Steven. I said, what's up, Steve? But I waited for a brunch for 2 hours, and the food was not two-hour wait.
Was it at First Watch?
No. At Tupelo Honey, you can make a reservation at noon, get in at noon. Open for brunch 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. They've got great mimosas. They've got good non-alcoholic options as well. The blueberry lavender southerner soda, southern soda you can have. How about this? The sriracha honey chicken waffles, the old school breakfast bowl.
Their chicken and waffles are really good.
You've had them?
That place is right by my office in the third ward. That place is great.
Okay, well, I'm going down there to get the grits.
The grits? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try to go there next week with Rami, but Rami doesn't know yet.
Well, I would go.
Rami doesn't know.
Rami ditches you.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'll go there with Rami to eat, and then I'll meet you in the alley.
Whoa.
Okay.
All right.
So again, Saturday, Sunday morning, you think, I want brunch. Dang it, I didn't make a reservation. Check out TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Just take your butt down there and get in there. And thanks to them for joining the show. Here's Jake's voicemail as a transcription. We got an offer here. Tim's Fork Mike wants to know how much for Q's hat. I have the same hat. I'll give it to you for $100. Mike G is Baby G with him, too.
Hi, Baby G.
Isn't it past your bedtime, kid? Look what's on his shirt, Mike.
Is it a dinosaur?
Yes.
Hey, are dinosaurs real?
What do dinosaurs do?
They must be real then.
Yeah, where's your dino? He's got like a two stuffed dino somewhere.
Did you know that some people believe?
Is that one kid,
Mike? For now, yeah.
Okay.
Some people believe the T-Rex was a scavenger and not a predator.
Mike, you went to the kid well a little early. I didn't have a kid until I decided that I needed to be more empathetic. People hated me on the radio, so that's why I convinced my wife to have a kid. So people.
My wife, she tricked me. She did like voodoo magic. She said, well, if you don't want to have a kid, don't do it this day through this day. And I said, challenge accepted.
Bet.
So that's what happened.
Shit, Mike G just opening up the fucking book tonight. All right, here we go. Hello there, Winklerverse. Been a minute since your boy Hot Take Jake has brought his truth to the sound off line, or whatever we call this hound off line. That was the throwback, if you remember, those who know now. Anyways, I'm just finishing up for this week. Got notes. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm at the gym currently at Love playing Drake. I'd rather watch my eyes out. What did you say?
I said I'd rather gouge my eyes out.
Than what? Watching
Drake? Than listen to Drake at the gym.
Oh.
He's such a pansy.
So I'm going to get this wrapped up quick so I can get my headphones back in. All right, first things first. Listening to your Packers discussion on do the Packers drive the quarterback Caleb Williams. I was begging you pretty to scratch a little bit more deeper into the surface. Because if you did talk about quarterback, wide receiver, tackle are insanely deep this year, meaning guys you... Fuck, all of a sudden I like can't fucking
see. It's hard to read with inflection. You guys were giving me a hard time. Look at the pro here.
All of a sudden I can't fucking read. And I thought I was having a heart attack earlier tonight. Do you think the two are related?
If you're going to keep taking those two gummies, you're going to just die in your sleep is what's going to happen.
Well, look how tiny the font is. Do anybody got readers?
I was going to say, do you need some readers?
Hold
this
on.
This is riveting.
No, I got my email. I got to open my email. This is too fucking tiny. So what I think
Jake,
I...
Why don't you just say...
So what take. I think could happen is if you do end up with that top pick or no yet because you want to put some pressure on Love, you want to put the heat on a bit. There's going to be guys early in the second that would going for mid to late first round at quarterback. That'd be something to watch. Secondly, this Brewers discussion on Craig Counsell. Look, in my opinion, the difference between the greatest manager of all time and just a pretty good manager is so minuscule in baseball. It is the sport where coaching matters the absolutely. So maybe you have a number in mind, say this is guys will go with Counsell. He finds a better number, you know, best of luck to you in your endeavors. We can always find a pretty good guy that they could place. Lastly, I'm going to start this, I think, weekly rankings. Number three, Bart, you had a rough week. You weren't being very realistic with your I want to watch the Packers win now take when they don't have a team that's ready to win. Now, number two, Grand. But I think your youth is going to work against you here. You don't know what suffering is yet, so you got to wait to go. Last, number one this week is Paul. You're perfect. No notes. Love you guys. That wasn't too bad.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, make that a thing. I like rankings. Bart reading this.
First of all, should I read that? Okay, should I read another voicemail?
Yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop then.
Bye, Q. You were a staple the whole show and can't handle another read.
If you play it, I'll stay. I can't do another.
Bart, your ad reads are pretty good. I don't know why the voicemail reads are so rough.
It's because he can't read. He's like...
Well, as we all know, Bart reads the ads the first time, and then it's well rehearsed.
And that I'm reading them as they're printed. All right.
Yeah, I thought it was a good call, but it kind of, I don't know, I feel like...
Well, you're here. I'm not going to Jakeception this. Here's a Carl's Place voice to text mail from Dan. Hey, bro, I hope you're doing well. I just saw Adam Sandler's tweet that Bright and Brian Goodikins, not sure about Jordan Love, and I don't know if he's saying it too soon. He might be, but I think this organization is cursed. It seems like it's Hall of Finger Boss. Ever since, of course, the 70s and 80s, we know what happened. I was just SO of an organization. Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers, too, but Aaron Rodgers might have caused this. I was listening to your pad with All and Grant and how Devontae Adams left, and this is all Rodgers' fault, romanticizing the trade, and I see how you know this has caused a domino effect to through cause to stuff. I want to hear your thoughts. I don't think it's giving him a chance. I called a few weeks ago saying that giving up on Jordan Love right now is like giving up a Peyton Manning. I know he's not surrounded by talent by anybody. You know that is going to get the ball hand zone right now, except maybe Jordan, Aaron Jones. You know, a lot of young talent, but two Vietnam about Jordan Love. I just think it's, I don't think it's giving him a chance. I think he needs to at least give him the rest of the year, maybe even next year. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but this shit is F nuts. I can't believe this. All right. See you. I will tweet that out.
Dude, it sounds like you just got called on in high school to read the paragraph that you had to count.
Or I'm just gonna, what it, that's
what it sounds like. And you don't know where you're at in the book?
Yeah. Or.
Oh, shit. What line are we on?
You remember, like, you would go to church when you were a kid and they'd make a kid come up to the front and read, like, a Bible verse and he would just, like, be not paying attention. Just. Or it also reminded me of Kevin Malone on The Office when he decides he's going to shorten all of his conversations and he's like, why say many word when short word do good? That's
SeaWorld. I don't know if you want to go to SeaWorld or you're going to see the world.
Adam Schefter had a tweet that said, like, Gutekunst not in on Love. And then you read the article and it was like, he said the same shit we've all been saying, where we don't know yet. We don't, we need more time. It's not whatever. So once again, Adam Schefter, who always finds the least funny way to tell jokes ever, is also a clickbait engagement hog. He is, you look at these blue check marks and you're like, oh, they're just trying to get engagement for money. Schefter, I think Twitter might be his number one source of income the way he's fishing for engagement. So
I'm going to say on Schefter, if you watch the Fantasy Football Now show on Sunday morning, he gives a DFS pick every week, and it's like somebody that'll be under $4,000, and they score 10 to 25 points every week.
Is that, like, the long shot of the day or something like
yeah,
that?
Him yeah, him and Fields the 8 do yep. Him and
Fields, is that good?
Do it. They kill it.
Yeah.
So. Well, there's many instances of guys in the national media that the longer they're at the top, the worse they get. So, like, before Schefter was, like, Mr. Go-To for everything NFL, he was awesome. He was, like, Woj or, like, Shams. And now it's, like, we see so much of him. But I also think he also got some backlash because Rodgers didn't like when he, like, put out the truth on him. So there's a lot of Packer fans that don't like him for that reason.
Rodgers leaked that shit to Schefter.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He's such a...
Rodgers is totally pretending that he doesn't like Schefter. And then Schefter goes along for it because, you know, it's fucking, that's what he does.
Like a wrestling angle.
He creams for it.
All right. I'm going to go home and go to bed, have some gummies. Final thoughts on anything, Q?
See you at Tupelo Honey's Alley.
Yeah. Can't wait. Austin.
Yeah, I'll be in the alley.
Okay. Jake.
I just want to quickly kind of clear my conscience on something or come clean about something. I don't give a shit that Matthew Perry died. He was like a dick to everybody and he wasn't funny. So maybe I'm an asshole, but I don't care.
Oh, hold on. You want a Paul Henning tweet real quick before I try to pivot from that? Pivot!
Pivot!
Paul
that
Henning.
That was Ross. People forget.
Paul Henning. Wes Edens better keep sending those salary checks to Terry Stotts. Maybe there's a reason that 14 teams passed on giving Griffin a head coaching job. This is getting ugly fast. We've had a camp, preseason, and championship veteran roster. To misuse the talent this bad is alarming. I got to quote tweet that. It's four games.
I have a real parting thought.
Say that. But like,
you can have those thoughts later. You can have like the beginning of those thoughts now.
Or when you know, you know.
I don't want to deal with fucking that shit tonight.
I'm going to let Mike G go, and then I do have a real parting thought.
I just wanted to kind of comment on that Matthew Perry thing.
Yeah, what the fuck, Jake?
He was a douchebag
to everybody.
You agree?
I agree with part of it. I agree with, like, why do we have to keep talking about it? This is more important than other people that die every day.
Well, I had a hard time.
Knight died today. Let's talk about him for 2 weeks.
Matthew Perry died, and it was shocking. I saw the news, and I was shocked. to the point where I text a bunch of like people that liked Friends. It was just insane. And then I thought, fuck, a lot of people die every day.
And Friends wasn't funny, so whatever.
Friends is good.
It was good. It's you gotta skip past the relationship episodes, the sappy shit.
Oh, sorry. Everything I've ever seen, I didn't even crack a smile. But I love you guys.
All right. Well, yep, I'm not gonna shit too. On the dead here.
No.
But no, I like your Mike. Don't say yeah. Your point is entirely different than Jake's.
Well, I agree with like why we don't got to talk about it. I don't care. I care if he dies, but I just don't care. We don't got to talk about it every damn day. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's because, you know, when like people that have that much in, like people, you see Matthew Perry, if you watch Friends, you see him more than some of your family. So they're like,
yeah,
but then a lot of us don't know Matthew Perry. For a lot of us, Chandler died.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I said that to my wife and she said something about how he was the advocate for what? Drinking drugs and stuff, and I saw a video.
I don't know about advocate. I would think more.
Matthew Perry had a lot of addiction. Well,
he was, but he was getting sober.
He was had a lot of addiction. He was very helpful to a lot of people that needed it.
And he,
I don't know where Jake gets his determination that he was a bad person.
He wanted to be remembered as the person to help other people, but I'm like, I didn't even know that you were an addict. I just knew you as Chandler from Friends.
Well, I think if there's any positive, which is feels gross to say, but people will learn more about Matthew Perry and then maybe there'll be more people that say, oh, he was an addict. Oh, my God. There's got to be something that I can do for help.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's sad when a lot of people. What are we doing tonight? That was Jake. That's on Jake.
Yes. Seinfeld is greater than Friends.
Yeah, I'll agree. I'll agree. Shit.
Anything else, Mike G?
Caleb Williams, pass.
All right.
I'm not sold. Especially for what he said on the ownership. And I don't know how true that is, if it is true.
Well, maybe he said that as a joke because he wants to be a Packer.
I did comment on it and I said, well, it costs $300 to be an owner for the Packers.
Yeah, you can be an owner here easy.
But it just sounds like that is like Rodgers 2.0. In the making, like, but a step further, I guess you could say, when he's requesting ownership. Obviously, Rodgers didn't do that, but he was,
All right, Mike G.
See ya.
Bob Knight died. Do you care?
Yep. Yeah, I said that earlier.
Oh. Sorry. Austin, your last thought?
Yeah, last thing about the baseball. When I go down to St. Louis to visit my girlfriend's sister, I mean, baseball is very prevalent. I think there's a lot of youth that do play it. I don't see it in Wisconsin as much like how it used to be. But there's obviously enough
playing strikeout at Rosenau Elementary anymore. But
yeah, they are, man.
Kids are still playing baseball. Bretton Tosa says, absolutely ridiculous episode. #Hashtag fuck Craig Council.
Oh, my God.
Council. Okay. We're in there.
Because he's going to get
nothing.
Because he's going to get what? He wants $6 million.
Mark should never let it got this far. Mark's a failure. Show's over. I'm ending the show.
All right, Council's going to be back.
Stephen Lloyd, love the quote.
Make my words.
No,
I get the last word here.
All right, take it.
You bye. Just did again. Bye, guys.
See ya.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.